if you had meat that had been kept too long,
spoiled or rank,
you're just amazing. You must be great in school. Now, these are some things that have to do with butchering a hog, so I don't know if you know, but I'll ask you. After you butcher a hog, do you know what you make with the meat from its head?
From its head?
Let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of either souse or head cheese?
Hog head souse.
You have heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hog head. What do you call it?
Hog head souse.
Yeah. Oh, you have heard that. You ever eaten any of it? I could tell by the look on your face that you, I could tell by the look on your face when you said it.
I've seen people eat it.
But not you. Have you ever heard of anything made by cooking and grinding up hog liver? You ever heard of anything called liver pudding?
Mm-mm.
No? It gets worse. Have you ever heard of anybody making anything out of hog blood?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
How about, this is not, it's kind of like mush, but you take the juice of that souse stuff, you know what we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
and you stir it up with cornmeal, and then you let it get hard, and then they slice it and fry it. No, you never heard of it. Anything called scrapple, you ever heard of that? Okay, moving right along. Suppose you had some butter, and you had kept it too long, and it started smelling bad, you'd say it had gotten...
clabbered.
How about, or milk, you'd say the milk had gotten clabbered. And butter.
Sour butter.
Okay, would you ever say...
Sour cream.
Would you ever say the butter was rancid?
Mm-mm.
No, you don't know that. Okay, now, do you know what the kind of stuff is that they make out of clabbered milk?
Buttermilk.
Okay, you know anything else? It comes in a carton at the grocery store.
Yogurt.
And there's one more thing. It comes in, it has little, it's a kind of cheese.
Cottage cheese and yogurt.
I can tell you really like all these things we're talking about, Lenore. I want to make you sick. I didn't mean to make you sick.
You didn't make me sick.
What do you have to do with the, okay, let's say that you had something like some grease and it had some particles in it and you wanted to pour it through
strain.
Right. What do you call a type of pie that's baked in kind of a deep dish and it's got like several layers of, it's got like a layer of crust and then a layer of fruit, like a peach?
Cobbler,
right. And have you ever known of anybody making something, they just take milk and they sweeten it and they thicken it up to pour over cobbler or maybe over pudding?
Thickness? Is that what you're talking about? I haven't ever heard of anybody doing it on cobbler.
You haven't? Well, let's see, it could be just about anything. I'll just see what you call it. Would you call that something like that a sauce, maybe?
A thickness.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like in cream of peas, you put thickening in
it.
Okay.
Now, if it was something you were going to pour over something.
A sauce.
You'd call it a sauce, then,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to pour over it. Right. Okay. If somebody has a really good appetite, you say, he sure likes to put away his
food.
Now, food that you take in between meals, you'd call it...
snack.
Mm-hmm. Now, talking about eating breakfast, you might say, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock I will
eat my breakfast. Mm-hmm.
And yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
And last week every day I
ate.
You're really good. What do you call the stuff that people drink at breakfast?
Juice.
Okay.
Juice.
Right.